The next one I want to talk about, the next Tim Talk, and welcome back very much. So happy to have you here. The next Tim Talk is finding hope. Oh, finding hope. Finding hope for our earth, hope for this crazy species called human beings, the two-leggeds as the other animals call it. Hope that we can figure out what we're going to do to still live on this earth and keep it beautiful for all things. And I admit, I'm a very educated person. I believe strongly in education. If you're going to make a difference, you have to know what's going on. So I study and I read and I ask questions and I'm curious. And so often the news is so difficult. It's bad. I mean, it's bad, folks. So I need to find hope. And I do have hope. And here's a little bit of it. I have tremendous hope that the Earth will be okay in the long run. She has been through 5 extinctions before, caused from floods and volcanoes and asteroids hitting the Earth and comets hitting the Earth. And she has come back to this beautiful, beautiful being that she is now. But she's never had to come back with the loss of the humans happening before. So this is the new world we live in. If we continue to create and damage the Earth, will she be able to come back from us? And I think the answer is yes. So then the question becomes, will we be able to come back? And I think the question is yes, but on a much smaller level. But if we want to avoid mass extinction on a human level and so many other animals, we've got to change our behavior. And there is hope everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, every single day I go out and I see the sunrise and the sunset, the moon rise, the moon set. That's hope. That is something we need, and I count on it. Every single day I see water flowing and I see the trees growing and the butterflies flying through and different animals I observe, like different varieties of birds in my gardens, and it gives me hope. They know how to live. I read about incredible people like Jane Goodall out there doing incredible things for the earth. And all the new young people from Generation Z, I think it is, maybe X, Generation X or Z, the newest ones, and they're out there changing things forever. They're marching, they're writing letters, they're educating themselves. I have true hope that this newest generation is the right one for the time. I know they're going to grow into themselves and make a huge difference. That gives me hope. I look for incredible stories of people all around the world doing things to make nature healthier. And there are a zillion people doing that. We only see the bad news, and there is a lot of it. But we need to practice researching the good too. The good is food for the soul. It gives us a reason to get up every day and fight for the good. And here's the thing, folks. We have to fight for the good. Giving up is as bad as somebody just straight out destroying the earth. We can't wallow in our own self-pity. We can't cry endlessly. We've got to feel the sadness, feel the pain, and then let it motivate us and get off our butts and work for the planet and thus for each other. It's possible. It's doable. I have great hope that it is, and I mean that, folks. I see the bad, and it is scary, and one possible future is a great reduction in the human population and great reduction in the population of animals and diversity on the earth. If that happens, she will come back, our planet. And maybe we will too. But none of it has to happen. So let's be the best that we can be. Let's be the gifts that we're meant to be. Let's be earth caretakers. And let's work every day. And know that we're not alone. My hope comes from all around the world. People are working for our planet. All around the world. From the youngest to the oldest, it's happening as we speak. It just doesn't make the headlines, all right? So there you have it. Be part of the change. Be part of the good. You know, there was this great saying, fascinating saying by Henry Gibson, this old comedian from when I was a kid growing up, from this television show called Laugh-In. And he said, strange that human beings make lists of animals endangered. It's even stranger that they don't put themselves on that list. We are, with the way we're living, endangered. And that could be reversed. And in reversing it for ourselves, we, in kind, make it better for all living things. Win-win. And for our children, and for their children, and for their children, and for their children. Just stop for a second and ask yourself. It's 2022. What will it be like in 2032, 42, 52, 62, 72, 82, 92, 3000? What will it be like? There's a couple of possible futures and many in between. And we have a big say in how it turns out. So be an Earth caretaker. Love our planet. Help her to heal. Enjoy her. There's tremendous hope. Tremendous hope. But we must be able to know what's wrong and hold that within us and not let it tear us down and work for hope. It is our time. And ho to the new generation, Z or X. You know, I started these talks, and I still believe they're mostly for our alumni and future students, people who are interested in coming to our school to continue with the teachings of the school and or to be introduced to the teachings of the school, which if I had to break it down, it would be to build a deep personal relationship with nature, reclaim our birthright to be close to our earth in a personal way, and a call to action, a willingness to take on the idea of becoming an Earth caretaker as one of the purposes, if not the main purpose, of our life on Earth. That's what these talks are about. I hope they inspire people, and I'd love to hear from you on ideas for talks you might like to hear, and questions you might have if I brought any up.